Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Faith Infusion Podcast. I'm your host, Minister Demetria Lee, and I'm happy that you joined me today. Today, our conversation will be, don't hesitate to make the move to tame your tongue. It's time to dig into the conversation. Let's go. I don't know about you, but I love to talk. But the Lord has been showing me that I needed to change. God showed me that my tongue at times is not under control. Not only do I use too many words sometimes, but sometimes the things that I say can be harmful or taken as hurtful. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others. So what I did was I started praying and I asked the Lord to work on me. It was and is very difficult for me. Like I said, I love to talk. I love being that little chatterbox. But the Lord enabled me and is enabling me little by little. I'm starting to notice my words are becoming more focused and God-honoring. Now, I'm still a work in progress, but I am working toward my goal of one day being able to completely control my tongue. And through that control, only using my tongue for His edification. Now, I want to tell you how God is helping me, present tense, helping me to succeed. And see, our words really matter. And you have to know that words matter and that words can hurt. Proverbs 18th chapter 21st verse says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruits and bear the consequences of their words. Do you not realize just how important our speech is? Yet we won't do anything to change our speech, and therefore we will continue to hurt people. I know that's not my goal. I don't want to hurt people. I've been in that position, and I don't want to put anyone else in that position. Now, what you need to do next is evaluate your words. Many of us are not even aware that our speech is often negative. People can have an automatic tendency to be negative or to go to the left. So we have to work to be more positive if we know that we have a tendency to have that negativity in our nature. And sometimes you don't even realize that you're always going to the negative side. I know I didn't realize it until my daughter told me, Ma, you always negative. Every time I tell you something, you go negative. I just need some positivity. That taught me to think before I speak. And that's what I'm asking you to do today. Think before you speak and pay attention to what you're saying and how you're saying it. Your tone can come across aggressive or it can come across loving. So you have to watch how you're saying things. And again, that means thinking before you speak, just a little pause, say it in your head, and then say it. Consider this. Are most of your words complaining, critical, hurtful, disrespectful, or just generally negative? Ask yourself, what topics do you discuss on a day-to-day basis? What do you talk about? Are your conversations always centered on yourself? Or does your conversation ever include God or the other person that you're communicating with? Think about it. How many words are you using? Or are you just running your mouth with no purpose? Now, yes, I'm a chatterbox, but they believe that when I say something, there's a purpose. Matthew 12, chapter 36 through 37 verse says, "But I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will have to give an accounting for every careless or useless word they speak. For by your words, reflecting your spiritual condition, you will be justified and acquitted of the guilt of sin. And by your words, rejecting me, you will be condemned and sentenced." So today, are you giving the other person a chance to talk? Are you over-talking them? Now, I must admit, sometimes I do struggle with that. But I know that my God can do anything but fail me. So I know that it will get better. I'm going to get better. And I know that these things are tough to handle or try to control, especially when you talk a lot. It's hard to control yourself sometimes. But without aging our words, we will never change. We will never change. And we must choose to change. Being aware isn't enough. Just knowing that I'm over talking or talking too much, that's not enough. I have to intentionally put into practice muzzling or putting a muzzle on my mouth, as Psalms 39:1 says. It's an intentional thing. So are you being intentional with your mouth today? When I asked God to help me tame my tongue, I went to him and I surrendered my heart to him. And when you surrender, Jesus says the root of our speech problem is our heart. How can you, being evil, speaking good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Matthew, the 12th chapter, 34th through the 35th verse. You have to be careful what you're saying, because you'll be looked upon as not portraying who you are in God. Because of one moment, you'll be remembered from that one thing. And remember to think about what you're going to say. It is important. It is vital that we are intentional with our words, because no one wants to hurt someone else. So we have to be intentional. Engage what we're saying. Think before we speak. Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written and forever remains written, there is none righteous, none that meets God's standards, not one." However, as believers, we have been given a new heart from which to speak, a clean heart. And as you choose to surrender that heart that God has given to you, you are in effect surrendering control of your tongue. Did you know that? You're surrendering control of your tongue because you have a clean heart. See, because when your heart is filled, as the phrase said, out of the abundance of the heart, it indicates it has to have an overflow valve. And the mouth is that valve. So the mouth is the overflow valve to what is in your reservoir, and your heart is the reservoir. So when life be lifing, when you're really going through, you will involuntarily reveal what's truly in your heart and in your mind. If you don't have that overflow valve control and have your reservoir clean. So I ask you today, what's in your reservoir? Is your heart clean? Is there still some anger there? Some hurt, some dislike. Is your reservoir clean? If it's not like God, you can change it. Just start meditating on God's word. Go to God, meditate on his word. Ask for forgiveness. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's talk about that word conform. A lot of times, people will change depending on the people that they're around. And sometimes those people will intentionally bait you, and you'll end up conforming to the world when you never meant to do it in the first place. But because you were baited, you conform to the world. We have to be careful who we're surrounding ourselves with. If you know the people you're surrounding yourselves with makes you act out of character, you don't need to be around those people. And if you work with them, be professional, but you don't need to engage all the time. Pinch those lips. You don't have to engage. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to defend yourself in a conversation like that. You may get some good ones in, but you have not changed that person's mind. Their mind is still the same. And all you've done in most cases is frustrate yourself when you should have just be quiet. And it's hard. It's hard sometimes to be quiet. I was telling a coworker today, something happened at work this past week, and I was telling her that God knew I didn't need to be at work on this day because I wouldn't have been able to control my tongue. So God didn't let me get in a situation where I would mess up. And I just know I didn't need to be there that day because Demetria would have acted out of character. And that's not who I want to be. That's not who I am trying to be. It is a daily struggle in this Christian walk. And if somebody tells you it's easy, please let me know what they're doing, because it is hard. It's worth it, but it's hard. Let's get back to taming your tongue. So continue to press ahead and always, always guard your tongue, because guarding your tongue is going to take time. This is not an immediate thing. In life, everything has a process. It's not immediate. Everything is a process. So it's going to take some time. It's going to take you messing up a little bit, repenting, asking God to help you more. It's going to take some time. And I don't want you to give up on yourself or on God because you make mistakes. We all do. Nobody's perfect. So we will all make mistakes. The key is don't continue to make mistakes or the same mistake, because then it's not a mistake. It's intentional. It's intentional. So I don't want you to give up on God just because you make a mistake. He loves you so much that he's there and he's willing to forgive you. He wants a life with you. So why are you giving up on him? Don't give up on him because you err. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off. Let's do it again. Because believe you me, I've failed many times with this tongue thing. Ever since I was a little girl, I've been a talker. So I struggle with this because I was raised to just speak my mind. A lot of times it's not necessary. It's not warranted. It's not needed. But I have to correct that now. So I know it's a process. I know it's going to take time, but I continue to take one step, one day, one word at a time, remembering that God is there to help me. The Holy Spirit is here to help me, and it's available to ask for forgiveness. The Holy Spirit is always with me because it's in me. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're not perfect. None of us are, but we strive for the perfection of Christ. So we got to do our part. We have to do our part. We have to confess and repent and really work on our behavior or rather work on our words, and don't ever let your mouth go on autopilot, because you're going to be a motor mouth and you're just going to say whatever comes to mind. You always need a pilot in that seat. Don't ever click that button and go autopilot, because you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth, and you don't know what your words, how they'll affect the person that you're talking to. And then you'll feel convicted after you've said it and wish that you never said it, but you've said it. So don't ever go on autopilot. Steer that plane yourself and know that the Holy Spirit is there with you. It's your guidebook. You don't have to worry about the plane crashing or going down. The Holy Spirit is right there with you. Help me control my mouth. And there have been times when I went to say something and God said, shut up and sit down. Clear as a bell. Shut up and sit down. And you can't do numbers. Shut up and sit down. So you will always have to put the brakes on your tongue until you learn how to tame it. Put the brakes on it. Maybe I shouldn't say that. That may hurt her feelings. I'm not going to say that. And then instead of going off, as we say, because not until we are completely redeemed in heaven will our words be automatically God honoring. So while we're here, we're going to need some assistance with this problem. As I said earlier, there is life and death in the tongue. So you have to do your part to try and tame your tongue through the Holy Spirit assisting you through prayer, fasting, meditation, stopping and thinking before you speak, learning not to want to answer everything, learning not to jump in somebody else's conversation. Raise your hand if you've done that. My hand's raised. You have to learn how to stop yourself. Control yourself. And in order to do that, we have to trust that God's going to do his part to help us. And you can be sure that God will do his part. If he said it, if he said he's going to help you, it's done. He's going to help you. So you can be sure that God will do his part to help you evaluate and change the way you speak or change your words. James, the 3rd chapter, 2nd verse and 8th verse says, for we all stumble and sin in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, never saying the wrong thing, he is a perfect man, fully developed in character without serious flaws, able to bridle his whole body and rein in his entire nature, taming his human faults and weaknesses. Verse 8 says, but no one can tame the human tongue. It is a restless, evil, undisciplined, unstable, and it's full of deadly poison. But my God surely can. But you have to let him help you. I want to leave you with this scripture today from Psalms, the 19th chapter and the 14th verse. And this week, I want you to just say this every day and then pray that God will help you tame your tongue. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want you to add that to your devotion every morning and ask God to help you tame your tongue. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our conversation today, and I hope that you receive something to take with you through this week. Please join us next week for our next episode of the Faith Infusion Podcast. I'm your host, Minister Demetria Lee. See you next week. For booking information, please email us at demetria LEA40@gmail.com. Again, email us at DemetriaLee40@gmail.com. Please make sure to like us and share and subscribe. Be blessed.